alas, alas, he was a butterless man. He kept it at his table, he knew not where to stand. And after Starbuck and Stubb, they both buttered up their grub. So Flask, he was a butterless man. Now he could walk the quarterdeck as free as any soul. One eye on for Moby Dick and one eye on his dinner roll. But he did not touch that sweet butter fat for fear Ahab stick across his back. And he was short and stout and tough as they come. He could fire his harpoon like a sharpshooter's gun. And an officer he was, but the lowest of the bunch. No, he could not have no butter with his lunch. That's why old Flask, alas, he was a butterless man. Captain Ahab's table, he knew not where to stand. After Starbuck and Stubb, and both have buttered up their grub. So Flask, he was a butterless man. Oh. One down and the first one to leave, and lucky if he had any time between to eat. With no gravy for his beef, but no butter for his bread, he was lucky if he ever got fed. Oh, my friends, he could not cut his meat, and he could not dish his peas. And the captain, the first mate, did what they pleased. My friends, the fourth man low on that ship's totem pole, he could not even butter up his roll. That's why old Flask, alas, he was a butterless man. And Captain Ham's table, he knew not where to stand. After Starbuck and Stubb and both have buttered up their grub, it's a Flask, he was a butterless man. Come on and raise your cups to Flask, that's right, my friends, and put some extra butter on your bread. Cause you may one day find you crazy on a ship of fools chasing whales without no butter for your roll. Yep.
Hey, y'all. Well, the really nice thing is that we're coming back here in like a month, well, a little more than that. Hope to see y'all around New Year's. We're going to be playing three nights here. We're psyched, especially after tonight. Woo!
We'll be here December 29th, December 30th, and of course, December 31st. The theme is hell, earth, and heaven.
Earthly delights, by the way.